Photographer Zoe Crosher also grew up around planes and terminals, so it's natural that for Crosher's latest photo project, she traveled to the airport in her adopted hometown, Los Angeles International, known as LAX. As KCRW's Matt Holtzman tells us, it was the fringes of the LAX universe that delivered some of her most intriguing images.
The Adventurer is a one-star tourist hotel 5 minutes east of LAX along Century Boulevard. It looks a little like one of those Mexican beach hotels where college kids go for spring break, only it's not as nice. I walk into the lobby of the Adventurer with Zoe Crosher, and we're both a little self-conscious. I mean, we're complete strangers checking into a cheap hotel actually. In the middle of the afternoon. You do the math.
In the room I stayed last time, it's on the other side. It's kind of facing the back, so that we've got a view of the planes coming into land.
We try to explain to the receptionist that Zoe's a photographer and that she took this great picture of a plane out the window of one of their rooms.
Okay, I did an art project that was from all the hotels and motels around LAX.
What did I do with
it? Oh, you gave it to the guy, and then I photographed from each one of the planes coming into land.
The room where Zoe originally took her picture isn't available because of a leak or something, so the receptionist gives us the room next door. We head out of the lobby towards the back of the hotel.
So, actually, last time when I looked, that's pretty amazing. There's a mist coming off the pool, the surface of the pool right now. Last time I came, there was some poor Australian guy who was working at the front desk, and it's always a question of how to ask for a room with a view without sounding like a terrorist, right?
All the pictures in Zoe's project, called Out the Window LAX, show a hint of a hotel room in the foreground and a plane out the window. In the picture she took from room 252 here at the Adventurer, you see a corner of a clunky old AC unit and a slice of striped curtains that have badly faded. That's all you need to see to know what kind of room it is. Out the window, there's a Qantas 747 hanging above a row of bent palm trees. Heading to the room, we pass by a bunch of video games under an awning, and Zoe stops to play a driving game called Maximum Speed.
Where should I start? My mom's an airline stewardess, and I grew up as the daughter of a diplomat. That's my obsession with travel and transients and this whole airport thing anyway. That's the real backstory.
Zoe's mom and dad met on a flight from Frankfurt to New York, and he picked her up at the airport for their first date. Travel and airports and hotels were a big part of their family life, so Zoe took it for granted. But when she moved to L.A. as a grad student in 1998, the only travel she did was in her car. And that's where Out the Window LAX really began.
It started trying to navigate Los Angeles. It was a really strange experience initially because I had never driven so much. And everybody goes through their sort of initial phase of trying to figure out where you're going and how to get there. So I learned Los Angeles solely by Yahoo driving directions. And I had no idea where any of the streets actually were truly in relation to one another or how the city kind of functioned.
She tried to find the real Los Angeles the best way she knew how, through the lens of her camera. But she ended up taking pictures of what everybody thinks L.A. is like. Palm trees and sun and pools.
All the easy stuff, right. All the pretty easy surface glamour stuff, absolutely. And it didn't work. I was just taking nice pictures of the palm trees and the pool. And it was. It took me a while to figure out that I had to go that next step further and figure out what is L.A.
She found that next step after she spent the night with a friend in a hotel near LAX.
And it's literally like this beautiful, huge window just watching the planes coming into land. And they just kept coming in and kept coming in, and it felt like I was watching a movie because they literally are sort of screen-sized, these big windows, and you're just watching this motion unfold in front of you.
Zoe saw a way to use her love of travel to speak about L.A. in terms she could understand. So she mapped out Century Boulevard and started taking pictures of planes out the windows of the corporate hotels near the airport, the budget chains near the freeway, and the no-tell motels farther east. Up the concrete stairs, past an overgrowth of tropical plants, we finally make it to room 242 at the Adventurer. Just like in Zoe's picture of the room next door, there's the AC unit and the faded striped curtains. Looking out the window, you can really see what's normally just passing by the windows of our cars here in L.A., generic streets and stop signs and rows of apartment buildings. It could be Carson or Alhambra or Van Nuys.
Everything is so spread out and dissipated and kind of transitory, and there's no there. But the LAX project is actually pointing that there is a there, even though it doesn't seem like there's a there.
Just then, a huge white 747 with a red kangaroo on its tail slowly passes by the window of our room, just over the tops of the palm trees.
Look at it. There it is. That's the one that I shot. That's the Aussie one again. Did you see? The airport and the idea of travel were just sort of vehicles through which to talk about L.A. It was the way, it was one avenue of investigating Los Angeles and the things about L.A. that inspire me and get me excited and I think are problematic. But yeah, it is about L.A. It's a documentary of L.A.
But Out the Window LAX is a documentary specifically about the L.A. we drive through every day, but we never really see. For Studio 360, I'm Matt Holzman.